This portion of Grassroots Marketing on Location on Cannabis Radio is presented by Norick Risk. Creating unique insurance solutions for the hemp and cannabis industry is a passion of Norick Risk. Rooted in over 100 years' experience, placing custom, extra-large insurance programs worldwide. Learn more at norickrisk.com. CannabisRadio.com presents Grassroots Marketing on Location, featuring exclusive one-on-one interviews with those impacting and evolving the cannabis industry. Now, let's go on location to the 2016 NCIA Cannabis Business Summit in Oakland, California.
Welcome back, everyone. Radical Russ here, live in Oakland, California, at the desk at the Cannabis Business Summit, National Cannabis Industry Association, having this amazing summit. So many people wandering around out here, and we've run into Matthew Huron from Good Chemistry. Matthew, welcome to the show. Oh, let me get your mic turned on. That'll help.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's much better with the mic on. So, Matthew, tell us, what is Good Chemistry?
Good Chemistry is a medical and recreational dispensary in Colorado.
Okay. Yeah. And how long have you been in business?
Well, we've been in business in Colorado since 2009. I've been in the industry 16 years, actually originally from San Francisco.
Keep that close to you.
Started a small non-profit co-op with my father and his partner, both had HIV in 2000, and ran that co-op for about a decade. And as we know, California has not been the most regulated environment. And so in 2009, I had the opportunity to move the business to Colorado, and it's really just taken off from there.
So you've seen a lot of changes coming from California, loosely regulated quasi-medical thing going on, all the way to Colorado, Marijuana Enforcement Division, and this thick full of regulations, huh?
Yes, but I embrace those regulations. I mean, it's not only good protection for the business owners, but it's really a public safety issue, and as we want to see this industry, you know, expand and succeed, you know, we need to have layers of safety within the regulation to make sure cannabis is safe for everybody.
So with your experience in Colorado, what are they getting right, and what would you like them to fix regulation-wise?
You know, there's still a lot of work. I mean, I don't know if there's anything that necessarily needs to be fixed. It's just a continuing conversation. There's a lot of things that they anticipated from a regulatory standpoint that operationally just doesn't make a lot of sense. A lot of, you know, when you're thinking about seed-to-sale tracking, you're thinking about testing and how you're going to test and the different batches and things like that, they didn't really anticipate the flow within the garden or how that actually works, because nobody ever did it before. So it's kind of a continuing conversation around making sure the regs and operators can work together.
Okay, so do you have multiple outlets?
Yes, I have two stores, one in Denver, one in Aurora, and I have three cultivation facilities, about 50,000 square feet of cultivation facilities.
Has there been a lot of difference dealing with Denver versus Aurora?
You know, Aurora's purely rec. There's no medical market in Aurora. They kind of went backwards.
Yeah, that's odd.
they banned medical, and then when recreational passed, they accepted recreational. So that's interesting.
I'd like some weed. Are you sick? Yes. No. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So kind of interesting, and the market there is not as saturated.
Okay.
We're one of 20 stores where there's 200 stores in Denver. So it's a little different dynamic there.
Yeah. So it's been, you know, quite a roller coaster ride getting all the different regulations in place. And on the grow side of things, are there things that you'd like to see change to make things a little better for you?
Well, I mean, from a regulation standpoint, I think we're fine. I mean, the one thing that we're really pushing is we've started a consumer evaluation guide. It's called STATS, and it stands for Sight, Touch, Aroma, Taste, and Sensation. And, you know, what we realized, especially in the rec market, that there's a lot more novice consumers, uneducated consumers, and a lot of them, you know, think cannabis is a commodity, that, you know, and what they don't know is not all cannabis is created equal. And so we really are trying to educate the consumer, not just within Good Chemistry, but broadly. It's a free guide to really look at cannabis and understand there are differences and there are choices, and similar to the wine industry or craft beer, that this is a tool that can help folks understand cannabis.
How difficult has it been dealing with the federal issues like banking and credit and those kind of situations?
Credit is still a challenge, unfortunately. However, we do have banking. We have a small credit union in Colorado that does serve us, so that's been great. We're north of 100 employees now, so doing payroll with cash was a little challenging. But we do have banking, so that's been good.
That's fantastic. So Good Chemistry is the name, and check them out in Denver and Aurora. Any other plugs or contact or Facebook or anything you need to tell people?
Well, and I would just go on to statsguide.org. It's okay. The booklet I was just telling you. There's a free PDF there. You can download and check that out. We're very excited about that as well.
All right. Thanks so much. Matthew Huron for joining us here at the National Cannabis Industry Association Cannabis Summit. You got a standing ovation from our crowd of thousands. We'll be right back after this with more from NCIA's Cannabis Summit.
Thank you for listening to this edition of Grassroots Marketing on location, only on CannabisRadio.com.